This is Highway Radio. Hi, Josh Bell.
Hi, Gonzo.
How are you doing?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I am just waiting for you to bring some hate. Let's talk about some movies.
Josh Bell hates everything.
That's right, including your movie.
Josh Bell hates everything.
Except me.
So Josh Bell goes to the movies and hates most of them. I watch the trailer, which is the easy part. And generally, I like the trailer and Josh hates the movie. Let's have a look at the Peanut Butter Falcon.
Come to my wrestling school and become a badass.
That's what he wants to do with the rest of his life.
Yes, it is.
You let a half-naked boy with Down syndrome who has no idea how to get along in this world just slip out from under your nose.
Rule number one, don't slow me down. Rule number two, I'm in charge. Hey, what's rule number one?
Party.
No, not party.
You need a name.
Falcon.
Peanut Butter Falcon!
All right, so the trailer definitely made me smile. So, how's the film?
It's trying hard to make you smile.
Okay.
I really wanted to like this movie because it's gotten amazing reviews.
Good credentials, too.
Yeah.
Who's behind it?
I'm not sure the names. You're putting me on the spot, and I'm messing it up.
Did director of Sunshine...
Dayton and Ferris?
Little Miss Sunshine.
Little Miss Sunshine, yeah. They might be the producers on it. The directors, okay. It's like a debut feature from them. And
okay.
I'm, of course, blanking on their names. But it was a passion project for them that they put together for the star, who is someone that they know who has Down syndrome, as you can hear in the trailer,
right,
and wanted to be an actor. But they've surrounded him with some big names. You got Shia LaBeouf is really the main star of this movie. Dakota Johnson. Bruce Dern is also in it. So John Hawks. There's a lot of well-known actors supporting this guy making his debut.
Mm-hmm.
And Zach is the character who has Down syndrome, and he's living. The state has placed him in a retirement home because that's the only place for him. He doesn't have a family. So Bruce Dern is his kind of cranky roommate. And he really just wants to escape, and he wants to become a professional wrestler and go to this wrestling school run by this guy, the Saltwater Redneck is what he's called, played by Thomas Hayden Church.
Nice.
And he's watching these old VHS videos of this guy from the 80s, and you know, obviously, it's going to be disappointing when he gets there. So
right.
He runs away, and he runs into Shia LaBeouf, who plays a crab fisherman who is also on the run from some unsavory characters who are after him, and they form an unlikely but heartwarming friendship.
Gotcha.
As they go on their way through the South. It does have lovely kind of local color to mm-hmm. it, and the scenery is great. They're going through North Carolina and I think Virginia, and it looks really good. Dakota Johnson plays the employee from the retirement home who's tasked with tracking Zach down, and she and Shia LaBeouf have a bit of romantic chemistry. And I mean, it's mildly pleasant, but it just never reached me the way I think it is meaning to, and the way it obviously has worked for a lot of other people. I was mm-hmm. waiting for this to really, you know, warm my heart or really just feel emotionally resonant. And to me, it's cheesy. And it's kind of, I mean, on the one hand, it's good that it's low key, but on the other hand, not a lot happens. There's not a lot of challenges for these characters.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Shia LaBeouf is being chased by these criminals, but they're not really very good at it. And the consequences aren't entirely clear. So, yeah, if you watch the trailer and you thought, oh, this just looks like something that I'm going to cry at, then you probably will like it. And it's certainly
right.
less manipulative than, like, some certain dog movies that we've talked about recently.
Right. Okay, so it's official. We're renaming your website Josh Bell is Dead Inside.
There you go.
All right.
I think that may be. So if you're not dead inside, you'll probably like this a little more than I did. But I will say, personally, I was disappointed in the Peanut Butter Falcon.
How many stars?
I give it a 2.5 out of 5.
All right.
It's down the middle. It's got good intentions. I feel like it doesn't really work.
Well, make sure you check Josh at joshbellhateseverything.com, and the podcast is going too, right?
Yeah, Awesome Movie Years, a podcast I co-host with comedian Jason Harris, and we look at a different year for movies in each season. We've been talking about the films of 1994, and speaking of heartwarming, we just discussed the Chris Elliott comedy Cabin Boy, which is certainly something, and that was Jason's personal pick for 94, so we had an interesting chat. You can check that out at awesomemovieyear.com or wherever you look for podcasts.
Sounds good. Josh, always a pleasure, man.
Thanks for having me.
Drive carefully, everybody. This is Highway Radio.